Hey y'all, it's Ray, the host of the Next Era podcast, where we chit and chat about what's going on in life while I drop personal gems from experience. So let's get into it.
This episode was inspired by a DM I got. See, I told you guys to send in any topics you want me to speak on, but the DM read, "Can you talk about becoming a mother after 30? And yes, girl, I can chit and chat about anything. I think it's pretty clear what we're going to talk about in this episode, but let's break it down a little bit. We're going to chit and chat about my thoughts on motherhood, my thoughts on motherhood after 30 specifically. I don't know why the girls think I'm over 30. I don't know why, you know, I don't know. It's really giving 19. My Black is not cracking, but I am looking around and I see people like my peers, their Black is cracking. So I'm like, oh my God, obviously mine has to be doing something, which is fine. I just want to do it gracefully, please, I beg, okay? We are going to be talking about my thoughts on motherhood after 30, and we basically just want to be chitting and chatting about being a mom, okay? So before we hop into Mama Ray, this is your reminder to follow the Next Era podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on right now. For Apple, click the three dots in the right corner and tap Go to Show. And on the show page, click the three dots in the right corner and tap Follow the Show. Thank you. If you're listening on Spotify, tap the title The Next Era and it will take you to the show page where you can see all of my previous episodes. Then tap Follow. It's right next to the bell symbol. All right, so Mother's Day just passed in the U.S. I saw all of the pregnancy announcements, and it prompted me to call Walgreens and ask, can I pick up my NuvaRing prescription, and can I get more than one this time so I don't have to be coming back and forth every month? And they gave me three. Mm-hmm. So sorry to you people who thought that this was going to be a pregnancy announcement, even though I probably will announce it on my pod if I do pop one out. And same with my engagement. I will probably be announcing it on my pod. Speaking of birth control, I used the NuvaRing to delay my period on the Mexico trip that we just got off of. Like, did y'all know that you could do that? I didn't. This was the first time that I tried it, and I read about it, and I didn't think it was going to work. I thought that I was going to have spotting at least because, like, where does the egg go? Does it just not release? Does it just, like, wait around? But, like, excuse my ignorance, because I was told that the South didn't give good sex education, so do not blame me. Anyways, instead of taking the NuvaRing out after week three, I left it in and I took it out after we got back. And I, in fact, did not have a period on the trip, but I had all the symptoms and I felt really sick and nauseous. So I don't know if I would do that again, but it was good to know that it works. But also there's another way to delay your period. If you guys didn't know, it's actually made for period delay. It's called WISP. Just a little FYI for the girls. I feel like that was an ad, but it wasn't. But shoot, I need to reach out to them. Anyways, along with the pregnancy announcements, I saw a lot of posts on social media coming to the realization that we are, in fact, the new adults and parents. Has anyone else been seeing a lot of pregnancy announcements even before Mother's Day? It seems like people are just popping up pregnant. It has me wondering, are people just deciding to keep kids more now? And like, no shade to the ones who went the opposite route of not keeping, but is it due to age that people are popping up pregnant more now? Because we are getting up there in age, but I just be wondering, like, were the babies planned? Do people care to have planned pregnancies? No judgment, but I'm just nosy on just the conversations that are being had when that pregnancy test pops up positive. But it has definitely been an uptick. I personally decided to get on birth control after moving in because I feel like me and my man are still building a foundation and we want to be in control of our narrative. I also don't like the idea of a surprise pregnancy. I feel like I would be scrambling the whole 9 months. And honestly, I just want a ring first. Am I wrong? Anyways, it is getting real out here for the 90s babies. Our eggs are definitely turning to dust. Whether we want to accept it or not, I think I let go of having children young during COVID because I didn't go into COVID with any prospects. So at that point, it was over for me anyway. And my bones already snap, crackling and popping when I bend over to pick up a toy. So I accepted that it is just going to be a geriatric pregnancy for me. and it is what it is now. It's outside of my control, but I imagine it will happen within the next couple years. And if I have multiple, I'm just going to have to be 40 plus dropping the kids off at pre-K. It is what it is. I can't go back in time. Sometimes I do wonder what life would have been like if I was a teen mom, though, because the child would be going off to college now. So would you rather have been a teen mom or would you rather be a geriatric mom? Tap in on the comments on my IG post for this episode and let me know which one you would pick. But I'm gonna be honest, jumping out the gate, I am going to be honest, I did not always want kids, but hear me out. For a really long time, I heard people speak negatively about motherhood. I feel like a lot of the narrative on Black motherhood is negative, whether it's baby daddy, baby mama drama, complaining about finances, freedom, time, complaining about how their pregnancy changed their body, complaining about how hard it is raising kids. When the kids start giving them problems, the cost of daycare, I could keep going. People just make it seem like their kids are such a burden. So I used to ask myself, like, why would I sign up for that? So two things changed my mind. One was the birth of my super cute nephew, Romy. He's so cute. I love him so much. I am obsessed. He is the best baby. He had me asking my sister, like, could she make one for me and give it to me? But it had to be with the same dad, so I know that it would be cute. But, you know, she didn't really agree to that last part. But when I lived with him for a year, I got to watch him learn, grow, and develop. And I said, oh, I'm going to have to get me one of these. And that was my first experience experiencing an actual baby grow up. And it was my first firsthand experience and all that goes into it and how fun they are. I would close my laptop as soon as he walked in the door from school. I think the most fascinating thing about kids is how fast they learn and they retain. That's the thing I'm most excited about. I'm going to teach my baby everything. My baby going to be so smart. My baby going to be smarter than y'all. I feel like they make you so excited about life again because everything that's new and shiny to them is old and stale to you, but they make it exciting again. The other reason I questioned if I would want kids is because I would need a daddy. And I also questioned if healthy love was in the cards for me. According to a Stanford study, 70% of Black women are not married, and we have the highest rate of women who will never get married, partially due to the shortage of eligible Black men, which I'll have to talk about in another episode on another day. But basically, due to the stats, I decided to just hang it up and that it just wasn't looking good for me outside of things in my control. But as I got older, I thought about my stance on becoming a mother more and more. And especially after COVID, I feel like it took so many years from us. Imperative years from us. Those were supposed to be my last hot girl years and they were snatched. And so I feel like I was forced to think about motherhood in a more intentional way. I knew my eggs were starting to evaporate and I had to dig deep and really decide if I wanted children, if I wanted to freeze my eggs, how bad I wanted children as far as the urgency, if it was so bad that I would be willing to do it alone. I even looked up adoption options because I'm like, I don't got no man. It's not looking good out here for me. These were my thoughts a couple years ago. Basically, I went through all the options to decide my true feelings outside of the negative narrative that's pushed on Black women. I asked myself, if I got to the end of my lifespan, would I be sad or disappointed that I did not have a child? My answer was yes. So moving forward, I decided to put as much energy in the area of dating and finding a partner that I trusted and believed in enough to do marriage and motherhood with. I made a commitment to myself. I said, as much effort as you put into your career, you will now channel that energy into creating a family. I asked myself what I could do and work on now that will assist me in being a better mother when the time comes. Because let's be honest, I was a single city girl for years, decades. I only had to worry about myself. So of course, the skill set for a mother and a wife will be different. So honey, honestly, patience is the number one thing that I identified needed to be worked on. And that's self-explanatory. I also have begun developing a more healthy mindset about my body because we all know the body is going to change. And honey, let's BFFR. My body is currently T. Yeah. I can't unravel when I look down and it looks different before, during, and after pregnancy. I've been doing a lot of self-talk in this area and becoming more regular with my workouts and exploring different workouts to maintain a healthy lifestyle and to fall in love with an active lifestyle. I'm working on my discipline. I always usually do what I say I'm gonna do, but I don't really do what the fast is, and I be on my own time. So those are just like a few things. To help me release the thought of motherhood struggle, I decided to follow women who experience motherhood in the way that I will want to myself. This was my way of showing myself that it was possible for me. A two-parent home with a father that's equally excited about the child and involved from the very millisecond that the test says positive. Financially stable household, being able to stay at home if I want to with my children. Emotionally sound and safe home, ability to hire help when needed. Emotionally sound and safe home is honestly the most important thing to me because I really take pride in how loving our current home is. Everybody in this house is spoiled. Everybody, even Kane and Dolce. I know people say that you can plan as much as you want before the baby or before the marriage, but things never go as planned. And that's fine, but I still need some kind of skeleton. I need something to follow. And I think it's important to just be flexible, but I need to start somewhere. Which brings me to my next point of people saying you can be married before you have children and still end up a single parent. And while that can be true, I'ma at least try. Like, I could get in a car and go somewhere and crash, but I'm going to try to drive safely. Granted, I don't have control of what other people are doing on the road, but I'm going to do what I can to make the best decision on the road that increases my chances of arriving to my destination safely. Just like I'm going to try to pick a partner who's going to stick beside me. Because while there is this narrative that you never know what other people's actions are going to be, which is true because we're not psychic, I do believe that there are always signs. I refuse to believe that there are zero signs to what kind of parent a person will be. Sometimes they are ignored, or sometimes people may think when the baby comes, things will change. But certain characteristics are harder to attain than others as an adult. Although it's possible, it's just harder. Some signs I believe are indicators of someone making a great parent are discipline. Are they disciplined or serious when it comes to their own goals? I think that this will show itself as a parent when it comes to the child's obligations, taking them to practice, homework, etc., commitment. Do they do what they say they were going to do when the spirit they set it in has left them? If you know, you know. The girls that get it. How do they take care of you when you're in need? How do they take care of you when they're sick, when you're sick, when y'all are both sick? How are they when they are broke? Do they try balancing the load of housework? How committed are they to their own family? What are their expectations of the mother of their child or their wife? How do they act when they're upset with you? When you are both frustrated, hot and hungry and hangry, how do they act when there's a disagreement in public? Are your views on parenting the same? And they don't have to exactly be the same, but is the person willing to compromise or even have a conversation about it? How are they as pet parents? I feel like this is such a good indicator. Is their dog locked up all day? Do they take them to the vet? Do they take them to their appointments? Are they trained? Are they clean? If you go through all these bullet points, you are for sure going to be able to find some indicators on if the parent will or will not be a good option. These are some conversations that you can have during the foundation stage before you even conceive. Look at me talking like I'm an expert girl. Please, you ain't even got no kids. But the other day I was thinking, you know, those women who go strong for the narrative of you can still be a single mom even if you get married first. I feel like those women are more than likely to fall in one or all of these categories. One, they're not married. Two, they're likely to take the ring if offered, but they weren't. Three, they're in a relationship they're not happy in and they're still not leaving even though they have the option for an easy out. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion, though. Me gossiping, being messy, but When I noodle with the idea of a family and marriage and kids, the first thought that always bubbles up to the top is that I want to set up a strong foundation for a family. And as a mother, having and providing the best that I can to the child includes having legal access to assets for me and the child. It is a priority for me to have access to all that is available for me and the child. I think of it as the very first decision that I am making to advocate for my child and to set up my child for success. These resources can assist me in being the best mother I can be, especially if I ever did become a single mom, which could even be by death, God forbid. This option versus choosing to be a single mom off jump, there are no assets legally available to you, honestly. I feel like even though there is a chance of becoming a single mom, even if married, it's not the safest route to opt out of it, in my opinion. I also think marriage is a stronger sign of commitment and an indicator of how the person thinks of commitment. People who decide to get married want to be married. They consciously choose that versus, oops, I had a baby. I don't know if that's a conscious decision. Granted, you know, you two know what you were doing, but, you know, you didn't. There's no way to guarantee at the time that it's going to result in pregnancy. I would think that in the oops, I had a baby circumstance, they weren't as likely to be committed to the idea of having a full family with you, in my opinion. All these things are my thoughts on motherhood and in no way shaming single mothers, but I am fully aware that without an active and willingly present second parent, it makes things harder. And I feel like that's just facts universally across the board. And a broken family unit is more likely to lead to traumas and triggers for all parties involved versus a healthy family dynamic. I personally would like to put what I think is my best foot forward. The purpose of this episode is to assist with different channels of thinking about motherhood and to get ahead of certain conversations and have the belief that you can design motherhood the way that you want it to exist for you. Also, friends, full transparency, I'm just out here trying stuff out and sharing it with y'all in real time because the worst thing we can do is to be stuck and debilitated by all of life's tough decisions. I know a lot of us be having similar thoughts, and I am here to share my way of thinking and processing everything with y'all. Just see me as the guinea pig. Anyways, that's it for now. Make sure y'all check out the show notes. Screen record, screenshot. Do whatever you got to do to tell a friend to tell a friend about the Next Era podcast. And make sure you guys follow my podcast so you can see when I drop a new episode every Wednesday. Ciao. Talk soon.